Lauren Cross. She is a incredible light-centered photographer. If you've ever worked with her before, you know the magic she provides through that lens. She's also, I mean, I kind of want her to tell you what she's in the middle of doing that could be done in a couple chapters, we'll just say. And I want you to take us, first of all, introduce yourself, and then take us to where you were January of 2023.
Yes. Yes. So January 2023 just had made a huge transition and into my life. It was a really hard transition and going through a lot of emotional stuff. And you kind of came over just to literally make me breakfast and just kind of being your kind, loving self. And you kind of just extended your hand and thought this journey would be, you know, a good thing for me now that I really needed to focus on business and getting back out there again. And so not really knowing what to expect, I just kind of blindly said yes to this magic carpet ride. And and so the first retreat in January, like I was thinking about it today. You should somehow do like a reality documentary of like recording people as they like kind of go through this experience, because I'm unrecognizable now than I was in January. And so our first retreat, I was zero confident. You know, I'm a photographer, but I hate to be in front of the camera. I don't like, it makes me feel vulnerable and I'm not confident. And I just had a lot of low self-worth. And we did a photo shoot, which was supposed to be two photo shoots in the same day. And it was so painful that I didn't even do the second one. And I even only allowed her to shoot me for like 5 minutes because it was just traumatizing, like being in front of the camera and Courtney. And so I was really closed off, really guarded, hard to express myself, talking about my feelings and what I was going through. And I just didn't have any fire in me. And you slowly just pulled it out of me, like forcefully, because I needed to, it just was so hard to like pull it out. And you slowly gave me the tools to, you know, find my confidence again and know my worth, like not just thinking what I'm worth, but knowing it is like completely different and just embodying it, because I had a lot of self-limiting beliefs and that I needed to heal. And that's why this whole experience, it incorporated healing with like the spiritual and the business. And truly it's like the perfect, you know, trifecta to be like build a solid foundation. And now I slowly started opening myself up on Instagram, and when I changed my Instagram tagline, which is now at Becoming Lauren Elizabeth, which is my middle name, and dropped the last name, you know, you really helped me become Lauren Elizabeth to remember who she was, because she was so lost and so far gone, and helping me rediscover like my passions and like what inspired me, because I just had lost all who I was. And so you really helped me remember who she is and what she likes and what, you know, not to be scared. And it's been really amazing. But slowly, once I started the Instagram, I hadn't posted on Instagram since 2017. and so I slowly just started opening myself up to what I've been going through and just different experiences, super vulnerable. And the amount of people that reached out from even my first post, what it was really just all about taking the mask off, and I'm tired of hiding who I am. And, you know, this is just the real me. And, you know, and even through all the darkness and sadness, just being open with it, because I feel like on social media, everybody is so puts on a happy face and shows the happiest pictures, and it's reality and life is just not always perfect all the time. And I wanted people to get more comfortable with taking the mask off. Like, it's okay to say you're having a hard time or you're sad. And like, I feel like we should make that more normal so people don't feel like they have to hide behind a mask, and that they feel comfortable to do so. And so slowly, as this journey kept continuing, you know, you made me realize I could do things that I never thought possible. And I would have, like, my life path would have been so different. I would have just stayed doing the average thing because of how I viewed myself, not thinking I could ever do something. So with that, it's like starting a book and writing a book and figuring out the process of editing and like, let's make this happen, and getting connected with friends that have written books to help kind of guide me through that process. I feel like it's almost like having all these dreams as a kid, and then you grow up and you're like, you can't do any of that. And then,
yeah, it's like, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, it's unrealistic. And now it's like, I have all these ideas and they're slowly just like coming into fruition. And it's just been so beautiful. And now here I am talking to you, which I would have died, you know, back in, I wouldn't even be able to do it. But
yeah, it was, you are a quiet power, you know, you have that thing and you don't need to be loud and gregarious. You're more of like the quiet flame that people are drawn towards, and you shock them.
Yeah.
Because they're like, whoa, I didn't even know all that existed within this container, until you start inviting people into your vulnerability. And then when she read the beginning of her book at the second retreat, there was not a dry eye in the entire place, because it was so raw and moving and real, and just, you could feel her words in your body. And we were like, when is this book going to be available? Because your gift is vulnerability, and one of your other gifts is seeing people as who they truly are, and you can capture it with your lens.
Yeah.
And knowing you, and we, our first photo shoot together was 2013.
Wow. Yeah.
So you've been doing this for so long, and there's this common theme in your photography that's always centered towards showing people their own light.
Yeah.
And once you really decided to bring that center stage, that's when the sparkle sessions were created. So
yeah.
How did that idea come to fruition, and where has that taken you now?
I love this story, because so now we are, what, it's February. And so photography in Washington, January, February are the slowest month due to weather. Christmas is just passed. So everybody that wants family photos usually get them done in the fall or winter. It's just a horrible time to shoot. And so
you were like, what can we do?
You have a studio, which I primarily only use it for newborn. I don't really like doing portraits in there. And again, I saw this idea on Pinterest, but again, I pushed it away. I'm like, oh, I can never do that, you know? And you said, well, what ideas, what can we do in a studio since the weather's terrible? I said, well, I did see this idea of like using glitter portrait style. And you were like, I love it. But I just over and over, I was like, I can't do that. I like over and over, I just was pushing and resisting and resisting. And you just kept pushing me to do it. And so I, for the advertisement, I did it for myself. So I use myself, and even getting in front of the camera again was awful. I, even the hours, the day, I just did not want to do it. And I almost did it. It was terrible. So I had one of my best friends come shoot it for me. And it was the most magical experience. There's something about playing with glitter and throwing it and making just the biggest mess, especially as children growing up. You're taught not to make a mess, or, you know, let alone touch glitter, because parents are always just like, don't touch the glitter. So it was like my inner child being able to come out and just freely play. And we laughed so much. Like, I only wanted to shoot for 10 minutes because I thought that was all we could do. And we ended up shooting for over an hour, just like laughing our butts off. And so I put it out there, and just from putting it out there, I slowly got more interest. And you know,
it wasn't slow.
That's true.
Out there, and I was like, wow.
And it was, you know, I truly knew that it was going to be something special when, you know, the Seahawks
cheerleaders
director reached out and said, I love this idea. I want to shoot the dancers to promote like throughout the season on our social media. And so we just shot that a month ago, and looking forward to seeing them post that on their social media so I can share it, because I'm not allowed to yet. But it was a very, very special. And again, we had so much fun. Everyone that's ever done it has always have the best time. And I think women, especially our age, just kind of 30 and over, we tend to slowly stop getting in front of the camera. It becomes more about the kids, and we just don't feel as pretty like we used to, or we, you know, our bodies don't look the same after having kids. And we slowly just, I know that's how it was for me. And I slowly, I mean, there's years, probably the past 3 years, I had like no photos of me. So I just encouraging women that are feel that way. Every time I do a session, they were like, I look so beautiful. I've never seen myself look so beautiful. And I just love that, because I want every woman to have strong confidence, know their self-worth, you know, just know they are enough and they're perfect and beautiful just the way they are. So then as this is morphing, it kind of morphed into, I started what's called the Smarkle Squad. And essentially, I just created the website, so I'm super excited to launch that next week. And it'll have all the information about glitter sessions and, you know, past sessions I've done. But as well, my goal is to put on like 4 events a year for women to come and just celebrate themselves. And I have different themes planned out for each one. The first one that's going to be in October is going to be homecoming style. So, and the whole theme is coming home to yourself, and just taking that night to take yourself out on a date.
And what's the date and where is it?
It's either going to be October 13th or 14th in Tacoma at the Unita. Yes.
Yes. Because we will add your website to the show notes, and we just want to know, because people are going to ask, where is this being held? And I just want to share my experience, because I had a Smarkle session with Laura, and I like didn't really even get ready.
I feel like that's always the vibe. People coming, they come in and they're like, I don't really want to do this. Like, you know,
but it wasn't that I didn't want to. I was kind of more like, I'm just showing up as I am.
Yeah.
So like with no floof or anything, and had the time. I was laughing so hard, and I had sparkles on my face and in my hair and all over, like anywhere you walked upstairs.
It's just like a little pixie dust. Yeah.
I loved it. It lasted weeks on end. And every time I saw it, I thought of the shoot, and I was like, that was so fun. It was like you activated inner child play.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, because when you're talking about women over 30, we kind of lose that sense of play and we get into serious mode. It's like we're starting to talk about financial planning, and you get so lost in these serious things that you're like, wait a second, what's the purpose of this lifetime? And there is that whole avenue of play. So doing that, I was like, you need to get this out to the world. This is the most fun I've had. And again, the intention was to spend like 15 minutes, and I was there for like over an hour, and it was fun, and there was music, and it was just, I was like, "You, this is something so much bigger than just like this studio. This is changing on a cellular level, and it has to get out." So I'm so glad you're hosting big events, because I can see people flying in from all over the place coming to these, because it's what we need, and it's what we want. Like, it is. And this, and especially with, you know, the world going into our feminine energy, which is natural leadership anyway, it makes sense that the natural leader within you is leading these public events now, that is leading women back home into themselves. So when you heard from the director, what was your initial reaction going from like, this idea of maybe should I do it, but I don't have the confidence yet, but I'm like kind of doing it anyway, to having that conversation? Were you like, what was that like?
It was an instant excitement. But then again, those old limiting beliefs, it's like, well, even though they want to do it, it's still not going to happen. And, you know, like, again, the trust issues all come back. It's like people say things they don't mean or whatever. And then when I got the contract in and signed that, it started to become more real, and then it didn't really feel real until we did it, and it was magical. I cannot wait to show these photos off. They're so
my fifth round of goosebumps. What's like, okay, keep going.
Oh, I just was like, the whole concept of the Smarkle session was And kind of the book is really because I felt like internally my spark was so low. So it's like, you know, finding that sparkle, like we all have the sparkle in us. It's like sometimes we need cheerleaders like yourself or a photographer to help bring back that sparkle and remember that we have the sparkle because we all do. So yeah.
That's a beautiful tagline. And also you telling that story will create more people being like, yeah, maybe I've lost my sparkle and I want to sign up for a sparkle session. And also you did that with your own photography because there were people that there's how many photographers, but people choose to work with you because of your story.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're now writing a book because you're one, you're like, that's why I say you're a quiet force. Like,
yeah.
You're the unexpected. You're the, like, it's like the underdog in a sense that yeah. goes to the top, but she doesn't, she's not like, you know, flying and peacocking her way. She's like leaving a little sparkle dust here, little sparkle. And she's like going like this. And when she's at the top, people are like, whoa, wow, look at what you've created. So, okay, going back to, this is the question I wanted to ask was, what is happening now? Now it's September 2023. What is energy like? What is confidence like? What is trust in self like? What is business like? Like, where are you at now?
It's just the biggest shift in such a short period of time that it's hard to even describe unless you've gone through it. And that's why I like the idea of doing like a documentary or even interviewing people, like getting a videographer to kind of interview people, because not only did I see it within myself, but you know, when we ended our whole journey 6 months later, it was, you know, seeing the whole group, you could see everybody have, you know, that sparkle in their eye again, when we all kind of came from a place of lack. And I've never felt more comfortable in my skin and just knowing who I am. And it really, it is everything to business. If you are not confident in who you are, I mean, I've got, you know, rolled around for years just because I was always yes, yes, yes. And always, again, because my self-worth was just so low. So then it's like, you know, with pricing and everything like that. So
wow, I just see that now with that, like now that you have grown your confidence, you are getting in front of the camera, you are being vulnerable and sharing these heartfelt messages. Like where is it now?
Sorry, let me block this call.
Well, she's gone, but I know she'll come back. And that's what happens when you in your regular life, you'll just be doing your thing and then a call comes in, right? She's coming back to us. How many times have we tried to avoid a call and then we accidentally get out of a meeting? I've done that like so many times.
I know, I could have swore I clicked the deny, but.
Anyway. No, that just happened in this like quantum healing group training thing. I went like swiped up or something because I was like, I'm gonna see what the bottom says. And then I was out of it. And I was like, how do I get back in?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We're just, it just makes sense. Okay. But the question was where, like, what's going on now? How far are you in the book? And what's business like going from that kind of like shell of a human, you know, just 9 months ago, 8 months ago now, how do you operate? How do you think? What do you believe?
I know. What do I believe the transition has been like, or how
it's like, yeah, just like, you know how thoughts change beliefs and beliefs become the new paradigm to which we operate from? Like, what has shifted the most for you now that you're creating? Like, how did you get to that place where moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of different things, but one, just removing the fear of, you know, what others will think if I do this. And that's what really held me back for so long. And me worried about judgment of others or whatever I'm doing. It's like, oh, what if they think if I do this, they'll think it's stupid. You know, like the whole sparkle thing, that was the first thing that came to mind, is like, oh, that's stupid, you know? But I felt really called to do it. And, you know, you pushed me to do it. So it's like releasing fear, the anxiety, and just like loving myself. And I feel like the more I love myself, the more full I feel, the more I'm able to do a better job. And, you know, with the book, I feel like I'm 3/4 done. I feel like I'm not quite finished with this chapter of my life yet. And as soon as that chapter is done, then I'm so excited. It could not come out fast enough. I'm just so excited to, you know, rip the bandaid off, because it's the most vulnerable thing I've ever written. And there's a lot of, you know, tears and a lot of happiness. And I feel like that's what life's all about anyways. And there's a lot of crazy stories in my head, that's for sure.
I can't wait. And what are the offerings now? Like, how have those changed?
So I'm really focusing on the glitter stuff, but getting the online scheduler has been a huge blessing, which I didn't have before, because, you know, emails can get lost so easily in, you know, responding back to clients when I have, you know, 4 kids as well. It can be just chaos sometimes, and then I'll realize, oh, I didn't even check my email for a couple of days. And so having that just set up, and people are, you know, just can book quickly, and it's been just a lot more seamless, and which makes my life less stressful and makes everything more balanced and like just peaceful. I feel like with our ADHD, it's almost like we have these crazy good ideas, but then putting them into motion, it's almost like we have so many windows open in our head that it's hard to manage and discipline ourselves, because it's like our heads are kind of all over the place. So when you can instill like tools to help, you know, things become more seamless and less stressful and one less thing to do, it's been like a day and night game changer.
Yeah, it's like the moment you decided to add structure, it just feels, and yeah, like with our brains, they're darting all over the place, and we have so many good ideas come in. So being able to decipher which ones are the ones that, it's like we know when it keeps coming up.
Right.
So when it keeps coming up, you're like, wait, this is a really good idea, I should move forward. And then when you have that structure and you realize you don't have to do it all on your own, but there's actual tools that help you implement, and all you have to do is send a link and then it's all automated. It is a game changer, like you said.
When you helped out so much with that, anytime I struggled with some form of structure or needing something, you were like pounced on, like, you know, supplying what I was needing. And so like that was super helpful, because again, sometimes it can be so daunting even researching what you need to help, you know, grow your business. And so for you to already have all the connections or know what to do and just help guide me through that was extremely helpful.
Well, there's people like you that move with the guidance, and then there's people that hear the guidance and then they go off in la la land, and you're like, I want to help you and I've given you what I can, but you were like, okay, and you took it seriously, and now the results are just incredible for what has evolved and changed. And didn't you tell me recently that more, I don't even know what you call them, like NFL teams or something, and aren't more reaching out? Like, wasn't there someone else? Or
oh,
that was suggested.
Yeah, the CL director said that she said, don't be surprised the second we post these to have more teams, because I think they all kind of watch what the other one does, kind of thing. So we shall see, but I'm manifesting that, putting that out to the universe.
And that's the other thing, is you're a very fast manifester. So fast. Like, it's like, boom, boom. And being a
the thing is with that too, is I had to reach that level of believing. It's like the second I truly believed it, whatever it was, or that's when it comes in. If I just release it instead of, you know, manifesting something and then trying to control the outcome or worrying that it's not going to come, or the second I just let it go, let the anxiety go and just know like it is going to happen, it's like, you know, it can be hard to do sometimes to.
Oh, yeah. It requires I mean, when you trust yourself fully, you're ignoring all the noise outside, all the comments that have been said to you, who you were as a child, what your parents said you were like. You're kind of creating your own self-identity. And as you ascend and transcend into the energy world more, in the spiritual world, like, you have to choose your own path. And your own path requires a lot of loss. And it can be very, that was the other thing we kind of went through, is it can be very painful to lose people you've been close with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good because you're honoring your own journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just it was such a big part of it was energy work and all the things that come in and kind of hinder. It was like the light was too bright. You can try other, but you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's the next thing coming up? Is it the October event? Where can people find you? And is there any like lasting message you want to say to people who felt like you did in January? And like, what would you say to yourself in January from yourself?
I would say you can overthink over and over and doubt that, you know, just because this worked for other people or other people changed, that doubt always creeps in. Like, that could never be me. That's how I thought for so long. And if I didn't have to respond so quickly to, you know, because the program was like starting. So you're like, I know we know. And so I didn't really have the chance to really overthink and spiral like I normally would have. And probably eventually would have just said no. I had to take that leap of faith and see what happened. And I'm so glad I did. So if it's being called on your heart, you gotta trust that and, you know, let your intuition guide you and just follow your gut always.
Absolutely. So when people are like, I need to book a photo, I need to book Sparkle sessions, where do they find you? Like, are we talking about the new website or are we talking about photography or both?
So they'll be on both, but so laurencrossphotography.com is kind of all of the, you know, photography sessions that I offer, and Glitter is on there as well. And then Sparkle Squad, but the website is sparklesquad.com, and it'll kind of have all the information of what Sparkle Squad does and kind of the mission and the glitter sessions to book as well in there.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as it's live, you have to tell me because I want to go check it out.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
And thank you for everything you've done.
My absolute pleasure. It's like, seriously, I think about this sometimes, how as a kid, I loved Jenny Jones. It was all about transformation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, it makes so much sense because you can see energetically and on soul level someone change in 6 months or years or whatever it is. And it is the funnest thing to witness. And I'm sure you see that on your photo sessions.
Yes.
And they're a little bit nervous. And then as time goes on, you're like, now they're opening up and they see the photos and they're like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Every sparkle session is like that. You come in just a little not knowing what to expect, and then you slowly start to see them open up and be their authentic selves, and it's just beautiful.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
See you later, okay, darling?
Okie dokie.
Bye,
babe.